In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, an outdoor enthusiast, or a, it says here, tall comedy icon with flowing ginger locks and a love of American history. Hey, that's me!
Oh, okay.
I think it's me.
Flowing ginger locks?
Nah, they went too far. Anyway, whatever
icon?
You are, you'll that's the part you objected to, was the locks? You'll find what you came for in Williamsburg, Virginia, from roller coasters and water parks to hiking and kayaking. Williamsburg is great for thrill seekers of all kinds. If you want that thrill, it's also one of the East's premier golf destinations and a city with an emerging food scene to satiate any appetite.
I like food.
Yeah. You know, I say for your next vacation, visit Williamsburg. Just do it. What are you thinking? Come on. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello. How are you doing? Hi, Conan.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
All right. You are coming to us, Terry, from a gym, and I'm told it's a boxing gym. This is your gym?
Yes, my gym. Boxing gym, yes.
Yeah, and I can see it behind you. Very impressive. Right. Looks very much like a gym where one would box.
Yes.
So your story so far checks out.
You get an A.
Yeah. So do you teach boxing, and you're also a promoter of fights? Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I've been doing that for quite a while, the promotions, but I train fighters and run a gym. It's an interesting career.
And it's called Buckhead Fight Club. Is this Buckhead in Georgia?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Atlanta Financial District.
Sure.
Only we're also on an area that's really diverse. So we got all the great ethnic foods here, plus all the money.
Terrific. You've thought this all out. I know Atlanta a bit because for many years I worked for Turner based in Atlanta. And I did some shows in Atlanta and really love that city.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible place.
Yes.
Now tell me, I'm kind of interested because I don't know much about fighting, but I'm curious about it. I know it's an amazing exercise. I mean, if you're really boxing, you exhaust yourself in about 30 seconds. It's an incredibly tough workout. It's a full body workout. But also, I like the idea of learning the science of boxing. Is that something you think you could teach me?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right. Talk to me about...
It's a science in and art.
Okay. Talk to me about what do you need to know about me to know about my potential as a boxer?
Well, you're already tall, which definitely helps.
Why does that help?
So people that are really tall... Well, it's kind of like if you're playing baseball and you got a little bitty short bat or you got a long bat. Mm-hmm. You know, the ball is going to go further with a long bat.
Yeah, yeah.
So it actually has more power. Some tall people are slow, though. But I don't think you're slow.
No. I've got very fast twitch muscles. Everything about me
that's right.
Fast, quick. So I think I would have a quick, powerful punch.
Oh,
that makes it hard. Yeah, that makes it a hard punch.
Now, what about hand-eye coordination? Is that important?
It is important.
Well, this is over. This conversation is done. It's been nice talking to you. No, so hand-eye coordination, very important. I could probably develop that. I could get better at it.
Yeah.
And then
like Candy Crush or something.
I would love, I would love a Rocky montage where he wakes up, breaks an egg into a glass and eats it, and then goes and plays Candy Crush to the same music. Right. And then he's playing Candy Crush as he slowly goes up the steps to that museum or library in Philadelphia. So what else? I mean, I've got some muscle mass on me. You know, I can put on some muscle.
Well, we say in boxing, you know, never judge a book by its cover. So you can have all the muscle in the world and you can be horrible, or you can have no muscle and be amazing. So it really doesn't matter about the muscle. But if you have
sky's the limit, Conan.
Like, punch out there, you're in good shape.
You know, usually when people look at me and say, well, don't judge a book by its cover, I get insulted, but I'm deciding not to now. I'm deciding to take that as a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. How long would it take me to learn to be a pretty decent fighter, do you think?
How old are you now?
I just turned 60.
It takes a little time.
I just turned 60.
Yeah. Okay. I would probably give it a few years.
Yeah.
Well, I only have a few years.
So he's 64 before he even knows how to box.
There are, nowadays, I mean, boxing's changed so much. You got Jake Paul and TikTok fighters. And now there's this thing where you can just slap somebody. Oh. You know, there's like a sport where you just slap them and see if you knock them out.
I just want to slap people and I want to be
that's
slapping people.
Over.
I want to slap people, but they can't slap me back. I'm just slapping at them and then
running
away.
You just want to be like a 17th century dandy with a white glove slapping.
You gotta get there in a month.
Exactly, Terry. I want to have some gloves that I take off and I slap them with the gloves.
Yeah.
And then my henchmen and bodyguards move in and I'm protected.
You want to challenge people to a duel, but then never have the duel.
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
thank you.
Yeah. Right.
You also want to do the old typey.
Oh, yeah. I love the old timey style.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's
in any way effective? How come that went away? Why did that go away?
Yeah. Why did that old time? I did it in an SNL sketch once. I was obsessed with old.
I see all the
Irish
old posters,
boxers.
They're kind of bent over like this.
Yeah. And so if a modern boxer, went into the ring and fought Floyd Mayweather and was using that style, what would happen?
He would probably not last too long. But you know what that's from is like boxing used to be different. Especially in Europe, they would do like point scoring. So it wasn't about knocking people out. It was about how many points you could
like
touch
fencing.
Them with. So that's how they would box, you know, it was about touching them. Yeah, I had a Hungarian fighter one time who told me he had like 1,000 amateur fights. I'm like, I would be dead by now. But he said, no, Mike Tyson ruined boxing, with all the power shots and knocking people out. It's the Americans. We kind of changed it, honestly. But before that, it was like, you could box like that.
Oh. Yeah, no, before Mike Tyson came along, I was feared. And then he came along and changed everything. Now, so have you been a boxing promoter and trainer your whole career? Is this something you've devoted your life to?
No. Well, I did fight too before I did all that stuff. So I used to be like in law enforcement. So I was a drug investigator. And then I, stumbled into boxing and just kind of left everything behind for that. But I had a different career.
You said you were a drug investigator. Does that mean that you were, what were you doing exactly? Were you in an office or were you out on the streets trying to investigate these drug-related crimes?
Well, yeah, like, you'd work undercover.
You worked undercover?
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's badass. That's incredible. You worked undercover. And tell me about that.
Did you wear Hawaiian shirts and draw tattoos on and walk around going, I'm a tough guy?
I just didn't work for Atlanta, so.
Okay. Yeah.
You more like have to look like a hip-hop person now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I think you'd be shot immediately by the dealers and the police. And some bystanders.
Hey, friends, we can all get along.
Yeah.
Let's not take drugs and
every
let's not
different,
shoot.
A priest would shoot you. Everyone would be shooting at you. Right. Little children would be shooting at you.
I had it coming.
So, Terry, was that ever scary going undercover and dealing with drug?
Sometimes. Like, I remember one time I had a wig on and somebody said, get that wig off. And they knew I was the police. And then another time the first time that I bought, I was trying to buy some drugs. I was trying to buy meth. Mm-hmm. And, the guy that we were buying it from, he was like shooting up while we were talking to him. And he is like, you have to do it, and I'm not going to sell it.
What do you do in that situation? Can you pretend to take it? Like, can you pretend to inject it? What did you do?
You can't really. I just said I couldn't. I was like, oh, I got to go to work.
But
I
free it, meth.
Whatever story it is.
Yeah, take it easy.
He was like, nah, you know, you're the cop. So, but it's, it
can
was
I say something?
Awkward.
So the two, one, you just told us two stories where immediately people knew you weren't legit.
This is why you're
I'm guessing
promoter.
That's why you changed careers. I mean, first of all, was your wig on like halfway? And did it have a string around the chin that was holding it on? My name's Zelda. Excuse me. My wig is falling off.
Maybe the dress gave me.
Shirley Temple wig.
That's hilarious.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with Canva presentations. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Just start with a prompt and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds, or with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and you wow your audience. Mm-hmm. I have never made one of these presentations and I never will, but there's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. 90%!
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, let's get it to 100%, guys. Come on. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work.
First of all, I have a lot of respect for people that put themselves out there like that. And so mad respect for that. But also to have transitioned into this field where you're confident you can take an old, broken down Conan O'Brien and turn him into a lethal machine within, what, 3 years?
No, I mean, really, I guess what I was saying, I could probably put you on a good show in like 3 months.
Okay. What?
You could do a white collar boxing show.
Oh, so that means I'm fighting businessmen?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, that's so exactly
what
that means.
Tell me what a white collar fight is. Is this like Fight Club? What's happening?
Yeah, well, not quite. That's a little bit rougher, Fight Club stuff. But so a long time, like in 2010, I started promoting a boxing show. It was like a charity show where business people would raise money. You know, they'd box each other, raise money for charity. And it would be a lot of business people boxing. But it would be like an amateur fight. So, but you know, it could be any level. You can be an amateur and fight in 3 months.
I like this idea of fighting
like Warren
white
Buffett.
Collar people. Yeah, I want to. Yeah. I want to fight very wealthy old billionaires. And just that's people that are way too old to be fighting. I'll fight Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch. I'll take on Rupert Murdoch.
People just staring death in the face already.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yes. And every time I hit them, hundreds of thousands of dollars falls out of their shorts. Every punch
is money.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yep. That'd be the show for you. I'll promote you.
You know what's funny? Yeah, put me in a cage fight where I can punch, but I also want to be able to slap. And it's me versus all billionaires. And the billionaires have to be over 85.
Yeah.
And they... Yep.
You can just slap them, though.
What if you still lost, though?
Trust me. You Warren Buffett... cleaning my clock, just holding me by the throat and pounding my face and me shrieking. And then he leaves and gets that hamburger he eats every day. This is you're quite an impressive person. Yeah. I have to tell you that.
Oh, well, it's just a fun job, really.
Yeah.
Exciting.
And how did you come to hear about our podcast? Did you just start listening to it or?
Oh, yeah. I've been following it for a while, but especially during COVID, that's when you guys carried me through. So
we're glad.
Every one of them.
We hear that from a lot of people.
To Paul McCartney. I love that one. Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
But I've been following you guys for a while. And I watched your show, you know, when you were on the late night television. Sure. I watched all that.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
I'm following you forever.
Thanks a lot.
Do you think, I know you could make him a boxer, but do you think you could make him an undercover narcotics officer?
You could totally do that. You'd have to buy like cocaine at a nightclub.
Oh, I could do that. Here's the problem.
At a nightclub.
People always think I'm wearing an ill-fitting wig and that's my real hair. So I think I get a lot of that. But I mean, that would be the question is, could I go undercover or do you think there's too much of a danger that I'd be recognized?
Maybe you could go undercover as Conan. You're Conan, but they don't know that you're working for the man. Like when Elvis was working for
That's right.
Nixon.
They would just think it's cool. It'd be real easy for you to get the buy.
I don't know. Even if you weren't famous, you've got a narky kind of thing about
you. Do.
You're very narky.
Yeah.
Do I think kind of narky to you?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Terry, I know I don't mean that in a derogatory way because you were a narc for a long time. So do I have a narky vibe? Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
Narc, you just got narked.
Narked.
Yeah.
Like I watched the video of you with Ice Cube and you guys were taking the intern to get her license.
Yep.
Kevin Hart. And I was thinking you were a narc in that.
You're going to rat them all out.
Yeah, I think Kevin and I and Ice Cube both thought I was a narc too.
I want to hear this.
Right.
Terry, could you be a drug dealer and Conan, you're undercover and you're going to try to buy drugs from Terry.
Okay, I'll try that. Okay. Are you okay? Are you ready to role play this, Terry?
Yeah.
All right, you're a drug dealer, okay? You're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you're in a tough section of town, okay?
Right.
What's your name?
I don't give out a name.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice. Well, my name is Pierre.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
I'm here for the meth. I gotta have some meth. I'm here for what's known as the meth. Do you have meth?
I have it.
You have meth. Okay.
I have meth, yes.
Now, legally, it's only a crime if it exchanges hands and I give you money. Is that right?
Right. And legally, buy it from me if you're not the cops. If you're not the cops. Are you the cops?
Well, by cops, do you mean those flat feet? Those guys that ride around in the cherry tops?
Hey, Terry, who's this guy? Who's your friend?
Oh, hello there, pal. What's your name?
My name's Knuckles.
Hey, Knuckles. What a stupid 1940s cliche for a name.
Oh, really? I'm Knuckles the Third. It was my grandpa's name.
All right. Well, that's usually a name that's passed down. I'm talking to this dealer here, this lovely woman who says she won't give her name. She's asking if I have one of those flat feet, one of those tin badges.
Smells like bacon. You got to try the drugs if you want the drugs.
I'll try any metharoo you have on you.
Take this. It's in a silly straw.
Prove it.
Okay, I'll prove it. I'll take that stuff right now. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, very good. I'll just open this packet and I'll just take out what I'm carrying, which
is... So far, this checks out.
Two pieces of Ezekiel bread. These are breads made with all the seeds that are in the Old Testament.
This guy's rough. This guy's hard.
I'm spreading it out onto the first level.
Uh-huh.
There we go. On one piece, then the other piece, and I have myself a little meth sandwich that's high and rapid.
Hey, Pierre, you want to join our gang?
Well, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
You're going to eat the meth.
Tonight I'm in the Ice Follies, so I'm a little busy. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Mm.
He's cool, Terry. You can sell him. He checks out.
What do you think,
sold,
Terry?
Sold.
All right.
Sold.
Now I have bad news for you. I am aforementioned flat foot.
You got me.
Yes.
Lock me up. No. I've never been so impressed.
No. Here am I. Oh, I don't have those cool handcuffs, just these crappy ties they use now.
Oh.
These are glad bag ties. They don't really work.
And
all
you
right,
have no backup.
No, and no backup. You're both free to go.
Hey, are you Conan O'Brien?
What about Knuckles?
Knuckles, I don't know.
Help me out here.
Yeah, Knuckles seems, something doesn't seem right about Knuckles.
Here, hop on my tandem bicycle. Let's get out of here.
Oh, good. It's a bicycle built for three. Let's all get out of here.
Okay, good. You guys want to go to the Ice Follies?
Yes, off to the Ice Follies. Ring, 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 ring. Terry, this was the stupidest 15 minutes of your life, I'm guessing, in the last couple of years. Yeah. And you have us to thank
for. You know, it's funny. I actually did one time when I bought drugs from somebody, they asked me if I was law enforcement. I said, no. They said, are you the police? I'm like, no. They said, because I heard if you're the police and you ask him and they say, no, they can't charge you. I'm like, I'm not the police.
Because is that true or is that just a TV myth?
No, it's not true. I saw him in court and I was like, guess what?
Terry, do you get...
You know what I would have said? Yeah. I would have said they told us at the academy that I'm not... that I can deny it and it's still not a problem.
Terry,
so off we go.
I've always wondered how nervous do you get before a sting?
Early on, I'd get real nervous. We'd be like 10 guys in a big van to go to a search warrant with like helmets and riot gear. I'd be like, everybody's just drinking their coffee. You know, I would be a little nervous, but after years, you're not so nervous anymore. You're just stirring your coffee, waiting.
Wow.
In the car while we play like violent music. And
yeah, no, I can,
it's a life.
Cool. I can relate. Cause you know, sometimes I'd, Al Roker would be on the show, and it's like, I've interviewed him before.
Not the same.
But it's
not the same.
Are we going to, you don't want to talk about weather or the Thanksgiving Day parade, but I have to get up for it.
Not at all.
So I'm sitting there with my sidekick and we're drinking coffee.
It's embarrassing to even compare the two.
Well, I'm just saying that both of us, in a way, have put ourselves on the line.
No, one has and one hasn't.
Well, one with, you know, real danger and one more comedically, which is in some ways more dangerous. Terry, it was really nice talking to you, and, seriously, thank you so much for being a fan, and you seem like a very cool person. And I would love to get some tips someday because
Oh yeah.
I got some scores.
You look like you'd box. Yeah, like tall guys, good at boxing.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Really good.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Look out, Warren Buffett.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT. ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.